If you went to the movies this weekend, there's a good chance you saw Annabelle Creation, a spinoff of The Conjuring, which pulled in $35 million at the box office, making it easily the top film and giving the lagging August box office a shot in the arm. However, an overall decline in attendance at the movies this summer has put theater chains in a weak position in the eyes of investors, especially with expectations of upheaval in the industry. Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Schwartzel says you can blame a steady stream of lackluster major releases. Eric, what's happening at the movies?
So the big three exhibitors, AMC, Regal, and Cinemark, have all had a really bruising summer on Wall Street. Their stocks have really steadily declined because you've seen a number of big titles like King Arthur and Transformers and The Mummy really miss expectations, and in some cases just outright flop. And traders have responded to that, and the stocks have fallen. But what we found was that investors also think that this drop in attendance has exposed the longer-term problem facing the theaters, which is that the studios are inevitably going to start shortening the exclusivity window the theaters have to show movies. And that means that consumers will at some point be able to watch first-run movies in the home sooner than they do now. And it's really unclear what those deals would look like, if the theaters would get a piece of it, and what that would do to attendance overall.
So why the significant drop in the box office?
Yeah, I'd say the economy is good and the movies are bad. Every year is a little cyclical, right? It'll go up and down a couple percentage points. And that margin of error really seems to be if the movies resonate or not. And this summer we had a number of movies that just did not register with audiences. And, CEO told me that if you moved the movie Beauty and the Beast, that live-action movie Beauty and the Beast, 1 month later on its release schedule, it would be a much different summer because that movie made $500 million, but it was released in March, and it was really good for the first quarter, but that second quarter that has long been that summer movie season corridor didn't have any breakout hits like that. In fact, only one movie this summer grossed more than $400 million, and that was Wonder Woman.
We're speaking with Eric Schwartzel from the Wall Street Journal. Eric, is there any concern among investors that this summer may be the new normal?
I don't know if investors think this will be a new normal. I think that they do understand that this is cyclical. Some summers will be better than others, and it really does come down to the movies. But I think that every time you have a summer like this where everyone's just scrutinizing attendance totals and how specific titles are performing, it just really exposes the cracks in the foundation that seem to be forming when it comes to how viable this industry is as a long-term prospect.
Is anybody saying that there will be no more theaters in the future?
I definitely think people expect more to be piped into the home in the years to come. The great analogy that exhibition executives like to make is to restaurants, saying, you know, everyone has a kitchen in their home, but there's still a market for restaurants. And what they're counting on are, even as more and more streaming services proliferate and more people can, you know, catch these movies while staying home on their couch and not paying for a babysitter or, you know, an $8 bucket of popcorn, that there still will be something about the premium experience of the movie theater that drives them to see movies in that way. And that's why you see a lot of theaters across the country undergoing these costly renovations where they put in these recliners or they offer full menus of dine-in options because they want to have more of an appeal, more draw to people who sit at home and think, you know, well, why would I go out and pay, you know, $10 to $15 for a movie ticket when I can just stay here and watch Netflix?
That's a good question. Thanks, Eric. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Schwartzel from the Journal's Bureau in Los Angeles.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.